All right, Aaron Plessinger, 1-1. Alex Martin, 7-2. Here we are at Millville. Alex, I don't know if you're aware of this, but he's first in points. You're second. This is your home track, and he went 1-1. I mean, all you can do is say, great job, AP, right?
Yeah, I know. I was on the podium. I'm like, good job, you, good job, motherfucker.
I mean, you hate to say it, but yeah.
Like, damn it. He was riding. He rode really well. Especially, honestly, the Mount St. Martin coming down that downhill, he was going so fast right there. That was, for me, that was like the race right there. I lost it in that straightaway. But, yeah, it always sucks to give up points. But, I mean, AP's riding well, so that's tough, tough competition.
And, Aaron, for you, you saw him get the whole shot. He's out front. You know, you know where he was at the first moto. You put some points on him. But you look like you didn't even want to wait around and didn't even want to get him right away?
Kind of. I knew he was going to ride good. But, you know, I knew I had a really good passing place, and that was coming down Mount St. Martin. And, yeah, I just made it happen and got out front and just kind of rode my own race and charged and pushed. And, you know, I had a lot of fun. And
yeah.
I had a lot of fun jumping the bumps, and it was really, really rough and getting pretty gnarly out there. So I was just finding smooth lines and jumping the bumps and just trying to stay up.
Man, you're on a roll right now the last few races. All of us were wondering coming into here, but whatever changed or whatever's happening right now, you are absolutely on fire. It's got to feel great.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, going 1-1 at Red Bud and 1-1 here, it's like kind of a dream come true. I think it's crazy, but,
yeah.
You know, it's awesome, and hopefully I can continue to do it.
How's it feel, Alex, to get past coming down a mountain that's named after you?
To be honest, yeah, I was seeing God coming down that hill every lap. And one time, I hit a kicker in accident and just nose-wheelied for a good 60 feet. So I was searching lines down that thing all day, and, yeah, AP capitalized on that right there. But actually, it's funny enough, like, I would catch back up to him in the whoops, which doesn't make sense because his legs are, like, 3 feet longer than mine, you know. So, yeah, it sucks.
I thought the whoops were the easiest. They're still hard. They're still sand whoops, but the easiest they've been in a number of years. I don't know if you, did you notice? Did you think so?
Yeah, for sure. I'm impressed to say there really was no whoops, and then today they put some whips in, obviously made by the dozer, so not really natural, but they were pretty tame, mellow. They, I guess as the day went on, they progressively got a little bit bigger, but they weren't like we've seen in the years past, for sure.
AP, this whole, you got to go back east, time zone, humidity, you're blowing that out of the water right now. Like, stay in SoCal, pound laps on Thursday at Glen Helen with quads and 80 riders. It seems to work.
Yeah, it's working right now. I mean, it's
no flaggers and quads and 80s. That's what you have to do it.
Yeah, luckily Yamaha rented some tracks out last week, but yeah, this past week I was dodging people left and right, but you know, it's
I mean, do you feel at all at a disadvantage?
Right now, no.
yeah, clearly.
I would say Southwick I did.
Okay.
I really, really felt it, but it was like 98 degrees and 100% humidity, mm-hmm. and your boy's not used to that. So other than that, no, not really.
What'd you do to your – have you done anything to your bike changes since before Red Bud? Has anything bike-wise been changed?
We actually – yeah. Change of shocks. Will was, or not shocks, forks. We changed the forks. Will was testing, and he found a really good setting, and you know, that's what we've been on since before Red Bud.
Oh, now we got to give Will Hahn credit for this turnaround.
Yeah, he's the credit.
Right.
1-1-1-1.
Alex, for you, first moto, just could never get into the groove. Kind of look like.
Well, I kind of made a call for the tire to go away from the paddle. Second practice, it was really slick, and I was fighting the bike a lot. Qualified 11th, which was not set me up terrible for a gate pick. And so we went back off the paddle tire to the normal tire that we usually run on whatever track. So, and it was a bad choice. I mean, I got 8 up on the start, terrible, and just like fighting just didn't seem to have the power. So second moto, we went back to the paddle tire, and I hole shot it. So, I mean, honestly, the first moto, I feel like it was my error just going away from that tire, because it seemed like as much as it was slick and hard pack in practice, it actually came around for the motos, and there was a little bit more loam and a sandy and like a typical Millville. So, yeah, bad error on my part there.
Do you have any questions for Aaron Plessinger?
I'd like to, like, I'd like to see some video footage of what he was doing down that downhill. Yeah.
Like maybe he was cheating.
Yeah. Or like how he was getting over the uphill triple better than I was, and I got 30 pounds lighter on him.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. That uphill triple, you were fantastic.
Yeah, I was going around the outside, and I was like, I don't know, tucking my body.
He's tucking, folks.
Tucking my body. And then just downside in that little double, and then just matting it all the way up the face and preloading. And
what you can add to that is I was like doing the same thing. I was like going like that, and then I was matting it, but I was coming up 5 feet short.
Right. And
I got the leverage of the legs to pull me up that extra five.
Honestly, I thought I saw you tap a rear brake even a couple times. Seriously.
A couple times I did. Yeah, it was just the lines, dude.
I didn't clear it good all day.
Not at all. Any other questions for Alex Martin? Aaron.
I don't know.
Aaron would like to ride here in the summer.
How fast? Or I mean, how are you going through the roller so fast?
Pure talent.
Pure talent. There we go. That's it. All right. Hey, great job, Aaron Plessinger. Amart, thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.